This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Occupy Wall Street is back in something of a new form. No more actual occupying. The group has moved into the business of financial mechanics. The latest project is something called the Rolling Jubilee. Occupy activists raising money to buy bad consumer debt and then forgive it. Marketplace's Sally Herships explains.
Normally, when you hear Jubilee, you think Queen Elizabeth or wedding anniversary. But this Jubilee has biblical roots. It's right there in Leviticus 25:28.
It actually comes from thousands of years ago.
Kent Smetters teaches economics and public policy at Wharton.
During Old Testament times, where every 49 years you had what's called a Sabbath of the Sabbaths.
It was known as the Jubilee, when the rich were expected to forgive the debt of the poor. But in this case, Occupy activists calling themselves Strike Debt are serving as middlemen. About a week and a half ago, the group started fundraising online.
We've had to use credit cards and debt
to make ends meet.
Bad medical and credit card debt is regularly bundled and sold as securities, just like the subprime mortgages that triggered the financial collapse. The Rolling Jubilee has been buying this debt from brokers for pennies on the dollar, and then it simply doesn't collect the money. The process is anonymous, but while the Jubilee doesn't know who it's helping, so far, the group says it's raised enough to pay off just under $4 million of IOUs. But consumer debt is in the billions.
We need a Jubilee, a clean slate, a cancellation of debts for the 99%.
Wharton's Kent Smetters knows about the biblical origins of the Jubilee because he's the son of a small-town pastor, which is also why he says he grew up under the poverty line. He thinks debt can play an important role in the economy, and that the Jubilee, the modern version, could pose a moral hazard.
So if this program were actually the law of the land, I would have never gotten out of poverty, because no bank in their right mind would have lent me money.
Smetter says if people know they don't have to pay back debts, because projects like the Rolling Jubilee will bail them out, they won't. So I asked Laura Hanna, an organizer with the Jubilee, if she's worried about that. She answered with some questions of her own.
I guess that I would ask whether our financial market makes any sense for the majority of the population at this point. The question becomes, why are we in so much personal debt?
Anna says the Jubilee knows it can't wipe out all debt. But one of the aims of the project is to start a conversation about why people take on debt and who they owe. In the meantime, she says, even paying off old debt worth only 5 cents on the dollar will make some difference.
So the point is that the project is both real and symbolic.
The Rolling Jubilee is holding a fundraiser tonight in New York. Tickets are sold out, but hopefully not on credit cards. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.